From State Street and the First Midwest Bank Studio, this is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday. It's Waddle and Sylvie with you, 2 to 6 as normal.
Is this song Other People's Pirates? Is that what this is? OPP, Other People's Pirates?
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah. Other People's Pirates. Those pesky pirates. Pesky pirates. Oh, those pesky pirates, OPP.
Four to nothing pirates.
Oh, those pesky pirates, OPP. Yeah, boy, you know me.
It's just, it's better off to just not watch them.
Who's this guy cool?
They surprise you. If they don't, less anxiety.
Who's this cool guy that's throwing a no-no? Is it still a no-no in Pittsburgh? Oh, PP. Oh, Pirate.
See, I wasn't even following it that closely. I know the Cubs haven't scored.
I don't know.
So are they throwing a, this is, and these guys that they're
it
facing.
It is a no-no right now.
I got a no-no from Mr. Cool.
Like, if you're going to suck, you might as well get no hit, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
If you're going to suck, just get no hit.
Really
day.
Suck. Don't just.
Maybe that will wake him up.
Don't halfway suck. Just suck all the way.
Jesse has been pointing out all week, too, that all these pitchers the Pirates have been throwing against the Cubs have been, like, the worst pitchers ever.
Yeah.
Like, the guy they faced yesterday had, like, the worst ERAs, given up the most home runs. These are all guys that the Cubs have tattooed, and I don't know what has happened to them.
That was Johnny Pussarm, right? Wasn't he the guy dealing last night in
That's
Pittsburgh?
His name, Johnny Pussarm.
Yeah.
So,
how are you feeling right now?
Well, I mean, I like most Chicago baseball fans. Like. Yeah.
Got walked off again if you're a Southside fan.
Like, it's just, there's been some good this year, obviously. The Sox really have been a year early, and they're going to get to the postseason. They've already clinched. Can they win the division? Is that important to Sox fans? You know, this Cubs team, I mean, I've never seen anything like it where they all go this bad. For this long? Like,
they haven't clinched the Central either, have they?
No, they've not.
They've clinched a playoff spot, but they have not clinched the division title.
Right. They clinched the playoff spot the other day when Philadelphia got swept in a doubleheader.
What happens if the White Sox find their swerve and they put it on you and they sweep you this weekend?
You know, I'm not looking forward to the Cubs-Sox series anymore this weekend. I'm really not. Like, this was like appointment TV. I thought it was going to be sort of... Hey, it's cool that the Cubs and Sox are playing, but it's not meaningful for either team because both teams will have clinched the division by now. A week ago, that's what we were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Sox had a 3-game lead. Cubs have been, you know, now it's like, whatever.
Well, at least you guys are in. Both teams are in. My heart's going to get broken, I could tell you, in Minneapolis this weekend. As the Reds go to face the Twins.
I think you guys are in.
I so badly want to see a Reds-Cubs matchup in round one, and I'm not sure we're going to get it.
Yeah, I think the Cubs would be in trouble if they do. The Cubs, I think, are in trouble no matter who they play. It's a matter of when, not if. You know your team is playing so bad. When Lennon JD, I told you guys this in the pre-show, when Len and JD are selling you, well, guys, anything can happen in the first round of the postseason. Nothing predictive about baseball. Who would have thought that the Pirates would be doing this to the Cubs?
Yeah, you know me. It's OPP, old pesky Pirates.
Yeah, anything could happen. Like, that, it wasn't the mantra in 16 and 17.
No, it's like, you know what? You want some of this? Come get it.
Right. Even in 15... when you had a one-and-done series staring you in the face against these Pirates, it was still like, we got the best damn pitcher going.
Well, and Jake did basically say that. You want some of this? Come and get it.
It doesn't matter if you put 45,000 in that place.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that you guys have postseason experience. I'm going to stick it.
Yeah.
He did. I'm going to shove, right? That's what the cool
shove.
Kids
That's
say.
That's what the kids say. They're going to shove.
I'm going to shove.
Yeah, you know me.
But now, when you just can't hit, It's like, hey, anything could happen in baseball, everybody. Anything could happen.
They're broadcasters you're going after today. Yesterday it was a writer. Today you're going after the television.
Well,
guys.
Look,
just want to get that straight.
It's owned by the Cubs. Marquee is now owned by the Cubs. What else are they going to say?
Right.
You know, I'm not going after Len and JD. I like my broadcast crew.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
So,
are you and Gordo on good terms now?
I have not talked to him. Okay. I did not hear his rebuttal, nor am I interested, quite frankly. I said on Carmen today, with Carmen and Yurko, you know they put me on today.
Did they?
Did you? And it felt really good. It felt good to
time out. Like, what were you? Oh, okay. I thought you were like, hey, you want to do their show and not ours. I mean.
No.
Kind of sounded like it felt too good.
Yeah,
so
it did. Uh-huh. It did. What are you doing?
They put me on at like 11:52, and I'm like, guys. This feels good, like crosstalk. We were just missing you, Waddle.
Yeah.
And you know, Carmen keeps telling me, I cannot talk about Luis Robert anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cooler.
Hard. Yeah. Well, I don't blame you, but it's you know what? It's kind of hard to watch right now because you watch and you're like, before where you were you were expecting goodness. Now you're watching, like, you know, you put your hands over your eyes like you're watching a horror movie. I said horror movie. Yeah. And you don't want to watch because you're afraid the young guy is just going to continue to scuffle and it's, you know, it's not, he's not going to get out of it.
Yeah. Did you hear? You didn't hear it.
I did not hear it. No,
Eric, did you hear my interview with Carmen and Yurko?
That was when I was in, like, listening to the Carnes. I heard them talking about you coming on and how you're the cooler and how you got to get his name out of your mouth and all that. But I did not hear when you came on.
I have a new nickname for Luis Robert.
Ooh.
Instead of Lou Bob.
I'm worried about this.
I'm calling him Kosuke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on.
You're not ingratiated. No. Like, you are
Gano Kosuke Fukudome.
You were already kind of in their doghouse. Like, I don't think
look,
that's going to
happen. If they're going to rip me and they're going to blame me for saying that Lou Bob or Luis Robert is can't miss, which I still think he is. And by the way, I'll offer the White Sox. You can pick anybody off the Cubs roster.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Anyone.
And take your pick, one guy, and I'll trade him for Luis Robert. Okay?
Like, so you mean Tuffy, right? Tuffy, isn't that his name, Tuffy?
There you go. Now you're joining him.
Hey!
Remember Kosuke made the All-Star team? Remember how excited, like, they were selling the Fukudome shirts? By the postseason, he was being benched.
That's right. I played against Tuffy Rhodes in high school, and I was the one that hit a home run in that game, I believe, at Walnut Hill.
You hit a home run against Tuffy?
It was a short fence.
Boy, how do I not know this story?
Yeah, well, we played against him. I think he went to Walnut Hills, if my memory serves me correct. Walnut Hills in Cincinnati, I believe. We played them, and I think it was the only home run I hit all year. But it was like the fence was like 240 yards out. It was like a modified baseball field.
That's like a little league home run.
It may have been a little longer than that. But it was like a pop-up. And it went out, and I was rounding the bases, strutting.
Hey, you'll take it, right?
Strutting like you can't imagine.
What did the Waddle bat flip look like?
Did not have one.
I figured you would.
Yeah,
it's
and
the
I
same as when he scored a touchdown.
I handed the ball to the official. Look, I played the game like Pete Rose. Okay, I ran around the bases. I got to the dugout and I high fived everybody, and then I got my stuff back together and got ready to play defense.
You acted like you belonged, right?
Yes.
Just like when you scored a touchdown, which really you didn't belong that much because it was only nine of them.
Yeah, the 10, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, I did not Cadillac it, so to speak.
All right, so look, I have some great sound I want to play from the Bulls press conference, but if you, by all means, shut off the TV. We'll keep you posted. There's no reason if you're watching and listening to the show, just shut it off. We'll let you know if the Cubs get ahead or if they score. But they're losing now 4-0. If you're a concerned White Sox fan, too, 312-332-3776. Like, just a week ago, we were talking about Baseball City USA, and now here we are, less than a week away from the postseason, and both of our teams are really limping in to the postseason.
We may have to have a couple of catchers punch each other to provide any type of excitement this weekend between these two teams.
Right. Maybe they could stir the pot a little bit, bring AJ back. Bring Barrett back and stir the pot and get these teams ready to go.
Let's do this.
Mike in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mikey?
What's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Not our baseball teams.
Huge fan. Listen to you guys every day on the way downtown. And I couldn't agree more about just the feel of this series coming up. You know, just a couple days ago, it felt like it was going to be, the last time. I know it's the last time we play before a World Series, but that's what the talk was, the Cubs-White Sox World Series. Could have happened. Now it's like, you know, it feels like, I know the Cubs are still 3.5 ahead of St. Louis and the Reds, and the White Sox are only half a game back. It feels like this series could determine who wins their division, and for some reason it still doesn't feel good as a Chicago baseball fan. It just feels terrible. It feels like the Cubs could lose the division lead. The White Sox were on fire now. They're kind of not. What's your guys' take on this series?
I think the ding-dong machine just turned on in Pittsburgh as well.
You know what we call Kyle Ryan? We call him the ding-dong machine.
Ding-dong machine.
Yeah, at least I do. Yeah.
Ding-dong-dong.
Yeah.
What is it, 6 now? It's 6-0 Pirates?
Yeah.
They can't score 7.
No, I don't think they can.
They may not score 7 the rest of the week.
They won't get 7 hits.
Like, they're being no hit by Joe Cool.
Unbelievable. Right.
The cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I spelled K-U-H-L, but I'm just going to call him Joe Cool.
That's not bad. That's a good nickname right there. What was this about the – I don't know what to expect. And, again, baseball is funky, okay? Like, they could both limp into the postseason and all of a sudden
thrive.
Yeah. Like Darvish could really pitch well. And then Kyle Hendricks pitches well and the Cubs could win that first series.
I would say
the Sox could do the same with Giolito and with Keuchel.
I would say the other side of the equation to me is the one that seems most likely, is that those bats that have been oh so impressive pretty much all year on the South side will find a way to heat up. Like, I don't have the same type of hope or expectation that all of a sudden the Cubs bats are going to light up, because they haven't collectively all season long.
Right. Or the last few years.
That's
Remember,
true.
They lost like 9 in a row. It was, someone reminded me, they lost like 9 in a row to end the season last year or something like that. Or they had a huge September losing streak. Maybe not at the end, but at some point. It's unbelievable. I mean, the last 3 years with the Brewers a couple of years ago, with the Cardinals last year.
They lost 10 of their last 12 last year.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And, look, I could zoom in and zoom out like we always say. Like you like to say, I could walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
And I tweeted this out the other day that I want to say it was 6 in my lifetime before Theo Epstein came. In the first 37 years of my lifetime, the Cubs only made 6 postseasons. And I had to wait 13 years for the first one in 1984. So I was born in 71. The first time I ever had watched postseason baseball by my Cubs was 1984. And then, like, they were few and far between, 84, 89, 98, 2003, 07, 08. So I get 6 in the first 37 years of my life. Waddle, that's once every 6 years, in case you don't know your
Thank
math.
You. Appreciate that.
And like, it's not great success. And of course, some of them you got really just heartbroken over. And then, so Theo comes in 2011, and here in the last 6 years, this will be the 5th time in 6 years they make the postseason.
As I've said to you in the past, we don't set the bar. They set the bar.
Right.
And when they don't reach the expectation of where that bar sits, that's when you as a fan can understandably be frustrated or upset. Like you just said, I mean, like, this team will have gone to the postseason. What'd you say, 6 out of the last 7 years or 5 out of last
5 out of 6.
Okay. Like, most people would zoom out and go, hell yeah.
That's a dream come true for any Cubs fan like me who grew up then.
Right.
So I could zoom out and, like, I sometimes try to talk myself into this and say, dude, you barely saw postseason experiences. Think that you're going to the 5th postseason in the last 6 years. It's what you asked for. You got yourself a title. Think about your mindset back in May. You didn't even think you would get Major League Baseball. Not only is your team going to the postseason in 5 of the last 6 years, but at least you're getting like baseball each and every day to keep you company through all this. But then, like, the other side of it, Waddle, is I watch this team, and it is truly the most boring, the most
frustrating.
Frustrating, and I don't even mysterious Cubs postseason team I've ever seen in my lifetime.
And you do realize that change could possibly be afoot, including who's running the team in the very near future.
Right. Theo's contract goes through 2021. Cap keeps telling us he's basically gone. So, look, we started baseball. If you want to weigh in, there's no reason to watch or listen to the Cubs game.
No.
They're losing 6-0. If anything changes, we'll keep you posted. So if you want to sound off with us, 332-3776. Sox fans, is winning the division very important to you? And has this changed recently your sort of dynamic of the season? This season was such a week ago. It was a week ago today. We were taking calls and just listening to your stories and how this season was the happiest you've been in years. Has that changed in a week, or are you still focused at the bigger picture here and not this current losing sort of week that you've had? 332-3776. We'll play you the best of the Bulls press conference. And Waddle watched lots of Bears tape today.
I did.
Plus Robert Mays, who is awesome on the Bears, and Rex Ryan at 5 o'clock. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Got a really good tweet here, Waddle, from a Cubs fan. And he's using the White Sox as an example. Jason says, I'm a Cubs fan, but the Sox lost like 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 12, something ridiculous like that, and blew a huge lead in the division back in 05. And then they rebounded, and then they won the division, and then they go on to win the World Series. So maybe better to lose now than later. Hmm. Hashtag hopeful Cubs fan. Do you remember that 05 season?
Come on. I don't remember last Wednesday.
Mike and Mike used to play Green Day when September ends because the White Sox were having such a bad September. And the lead just kept getting lower and lower and lower. And sure enough, they had enough to fight it off. And then the Sox had one of the most dominant postseason runs.
Yes. Four complete games?
In the ALCS, four in a row. That will never be done again.
No way.
11-1, I believe the record was. You sweep Houston. You win the World Series. The only game they lost was it game one or two of the Anaheim series, Eric?
Eric knows.
It was game two.
It was game two. Remember, they won the drop third strike game one. They lost game two. And then Konerko would just hit a ton of home runs in Anaheim. But yeah, they were dominant. So there's some hope, and people want to talk about baseball. 312-332-3776.
By the way, Joe Cool's no-no is gone. Rizzo doubled off the right field wall. I believe he was Cadillac-ing it as well. Just so you know. No, I don't know.
The Cubs, of course, did not score.
No, they
the
did not.
Double.
They have
it's
got
a 6-0
grand total of one hit through six innings.
The Pirates have 11 hits, and the Cubs have one. And they have another goose egg on the board. Dan in Barrington, we're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
I don't think Dan's
here anymore.
We lost Dan. Dan left. Dan.
He was saying, was this a Cubs fan who was saying, can we all calm down about the Sox?
No, he was actually a Sox fan. Yeah, Sox season ticket holder.
I saw that. And look, nobody's panicking, but by the same token, we're acknowledging that they've hit a bit of a rough patch. Especially against a Cleveland Indians team that is stepping on the gas at the right time.
Let's try Trey in Lincoln Park. Trey, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure.
So my thing, lifetime long White Sox fan. You know, this thing has been unbelievable so far for us. I mean, you guys were talking about earlier on the show, but at this point, you know, we're getting close to the postseason, and we're having a bit of a lull. You know, if you take the White Sox everyday lineup. You know, how many guys in that lineup actually have postseason experience? You know, so what, as a White Sox fan, what can our realistic expectation be for the playoffs anyway?
You know what, Trey?
Aside from this lull, you know?
Trey, I thought this was one of the keys, I thought, to what they did in the offseason. They brought in Edwin Encarnacion. They brought in Grandal. They brought in guys, Keuchel. You brought in guys.
Those guys have experience.
All have playoff experience in trade. That's why I thought these were really shrewd moves, good moves by who's running the White Sox? Rick Hahn. Yeah, I keep forgetting. My brain is just gone today. But he had such a beautiful blend of talented young players and veterans that have postseason experience. I thought it was a perfect blend.
Yeah, but at the same time, too, you know, look at the guys that are really struggling. Mankata, Robert, those guys, those are the guys we're really going to be counting on in the postseason. You know, and they just haven't shown it late. So I'm not trying to put a damper on the White Sox season by any means. But, you know, you got to be realistic with our expectations. You know, even if we get in the big dance next week, you know, what are we really going to see? I'd be very excited and interested to find out.
I fly blind with a team that's on the rise and just say, screw it, and I don't care if they lose, and I'm going to hope for the best. Like, this is two teams with their ships heading in opposite directions.
Said ships, right?
Ships, yeah. I may change that with my team. But, like, this team, it's like Rizzo's even mentioned, like, the last dance. They know it could be their last time together here. And, like, it's they're heading into the postseason on a bad note. They're probably not together after this. Where's Theo going to go in a year?
Yeah.
So, like, there's so much pressure to do something. Well, the White Sox, I know tomorrow's not promised, but you look at them and you're saying, we're playing with house money at this point,
and
I'll take anything.
I'm with you 100%, but when they started to do some of the stuff that they started to do, you started to let yourself dream. And you could still dream. I'm not telling you the dream is dead. It's not. But, like, Robert hasn't had a hit since September 15th.
It's very concerning.
He's had six hits this entire month. One home run that happened earlier, the 3rd of September. This is after an entire month of August where he hit .298, had 9 home runs and 20 driven in.
And he never struggled last year. And that's why he kept rising from single A to double A to triple A. So he's finally trying to correct something that he's never really had to correct.
I would think if you're Ricky, aren't you trying to find a way to get something with him to click before you get to the postseason? Like, Big Frank would be perfect on this. And I know Frank's upset with where he's batting in the lineup and thinks
to move him up. But they're talking about maybe a day off, too, to get his head right. Kevin in Plainfield, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Kev.
I wanted to talk about how the Bears in the offseason, how there wasn't enough influence with the, like, locker room behind Mitch and how much money we spent on Foles. We could have maybe got a cheaper backup and spent that money on Allen Robinson. And in the beginning of the Bears training camp, I had called in, talked to Kaplan, and asked, who would you rather have at the time, Nick Foles or Nick Castellanos? And everyone said Foles because we were so we didn't know what the hell was going to go on with Mitch and how he was going to do. And I just feel like Castellanos was that one different player that the Cubs had, that when you look at down the lineup, everyone else, he was the one different player that was like, wow, that guy isn't, like, we're not used to having a player that confident, that just swings home runs. Like, he was amazing in Wrigley, and I feel like having him in the time now when our bats were low and not doing good, he would just been a great player to have on the team.
He would carry them,
around. Yeah.
Think about it, Waddle, that last year the bats struggled at the end of the year. And that was with Castellanos, like, hitting .400 for the Cubs. Think about if he wasn't on the team.
Castellanos this year has 14 home runs and 32 driven in 57 games. He's batting only .226 and his on base is .299. He has gone through a valley or two in this shortened season. He struck out 65 times in 208 at bats.
That's a lot for him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's got 14 home runs, but there have been some down moments for him this year in Cincinnati.
Andy on the north side, you're ESPN 1000. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Also a lifelong Chicago White Sox fan. My view is it's all gravy at this point. If you had told me 36-24 going to the playoffs before the year started, I would have been a buyer immediately. And to your guys' good points, I mean, this team they can get hot and do some damage in the playoffs. But, you know, whatever they do, in my view, it's going to be a success and it's going to be a table setter for next year. And I just can't tell you how excited I am. I mean, this has been awesome. And I'm looking forward to a little more fun. But, you know, and I'm not saying they can't do it, but if they do do it, amazing. If they don't do it, that's okay. It's been a good run. And we got some good years to look forward to.
You know, that's the quintessential micro versus macro conversation. In the macro, you zoom out and you're like, I'm with you. I mean, like, again, to draw the analogy, you feel like the 15 Cubs. You feel like it's a year. You got there probably a year too early, but you're excited as hell. The micro is that you were so exciting and have been so exciting. Why not go ahead and win the whole damn thing this year?
Well, so, don't forget, the Sox are getting a couple of new weapons here. Bummer has just been activated. I don't know how good he'll look, but you know how Bummer can dominate.
And who doesn't?
And they just got the crotchet rocket, who's like a new weapon.
Who does not like a crotch rocket, on your roster?
With a bummer.
Yeah, that's what I said. With a bummer. A bummer and a crotchet rocket.
Yes. So 312-332-3776. And postseason baseball is about pitching. And you got two guys that you know you can definitely count on. And then you got a bullpen who you think is coming into form. We'll continue to take your baseball calls and the recruiting. Hey, isn't it nice to have a vice president of basketball operations on the Bulls who isn't scared to say that he needed to recruit? That's exactly what AK did. You'll hear the story coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie, weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Taking your Chicago baseball calls, the White Sox continue to slump in the last week of the season. Cleveland's had their number. I was really surprised. Eric, I know you're a Sox fan, and, Abreu said some stuff before the game that, like, hey, we got to get back to playing well. But they showed, after the second straight walk-off, they showed a shot of Abreu on that bench, and he stayed on that bench for a while. And I know it sucks to get walked off two in a row, but it really looked like a player who had just been swept out of the postseason.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice that too?
No, yeah. It looked like his season, like you said, like look at the end of the series right there. I think because he came out and spoke publicly at how we want to change and we're going to refocus and we're going to come out sticking that they didn't, I think he was upset.
Yeah.
Maybe they need Dallas Keuchel to give them some speaks.
Yeah, he did that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
He did that the last time, right?
Yes. Let's get this thing going.
Yes. Mark in Logan Square, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, if Keuchel's going to give the speech to the Sox, I don't know who's going to give it to the Cubs because they look lifeless. I mean, you know, Javi just struck out. I'm watching right now.
Well, he got hit. He got hit after.
Oh, is that what just happened? Okay.
Yeah. And what's happening right now is they're bitching about a lot of stuff. Instead of actually just standing at the plate and hammering the baseball, they're bitching
100%.
A lot.
100%. It's a joke, and it's upsetting because, like you guys just said, Theo's leaving. And is this what we're going to be – is this what he's leaving us? It's upsetting. You know, like you guys said, these guys, just like, you know, the Sox today, Cubs and 15 got there too early. We got there too early. You know, it's very upsetting. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm upset.
Yeah, me too. I just saw the replay here. Waddle, I love Javi. I do. I love Javi. I love the Cubs. I don't understand when you're down 6-0, when you had been no hit through 5 innings.
They're not throwing at you.
And then you got, he didn't get hit. His jersey got hit. You know, it wasn't like dangerous or anything. Why is he bitching in this 7th when he's adding to the base runners? They've got 2 on now, down 6.
I think it's frustration.
They've done that. They've chirped. Contreras likes to do that.
Yes.
It's like, be happy that you got on base. This team can't get on base. Why are you now yelling just because you have all this anger pent up and you don't know how to vent at this point?
Well, listen, these guys have, none of them have hit to the back of their baseball cards. Baez has been totally frustrated this year. I think Rizzo has started to heat up a little bit, but he's not like at his numbers. Obviously, Bryant isn't there. Contreras has been better than those guys, but hasn't been great. Schwarber was batting below 200. I think there's a massive collection of frustration with all these guys, but I'm with you. Like, That'd be the last thing. If I was David Ross, I'd be telling these guys, listen, guys, you know what? Play better and quit bitching that. Like, I didn't think Joe Cool was trying to hit him. I just didn't. You know, I mean, the ball, he pitched inside the pitch before and Javi stared at him. Maybe he threw inside again.
Why would he be trying to hit you? Come on now.
Yeah, I have no idea why. It's just, don't become an unlikable team now, okay? Because that's the one thing that Sylvie's always said about them, is that they've always been really likable. Don't become an unlikable team now. Well, don't do that.
I'm cool with them celebrating. I love the swag. I love, you want to dance in the bullpen, you want to have some fun. But then don't just start bitching and moaning about everything. It's 6-0. Take your base. Be happy that maybe you guys are starting to put together a rally.
Right.
You know, I mean, when none of you guys can hit to begin with. Boy, Corey in Burbank, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Corey.
How are you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
I was just thinking about the same thing. I think it's time to blow this team up because we got potentially 6 all-stars on our team, and none of them are hitting anything. And we traded for Quintana, I forgot, Marcotte. And every time he goes against us, he's hitting baseballs out of the south side. And all my south side friends tell me, why, you guys traded this guy for Quintana? Thank you. So, and it's really bad. They turned to prima donnas. Chris Bryant, I think, is ready to go, even though he's our best player. He doesn't want to play with us no more, so I think it's time to blow it up and, you know, I'm sorry to say, but start a rebuild, you know, because it's not happening. You know, we're not scoring. We're not even pitching. So there's nowhere to go but down, I feel, for the Cubs. And I've been a Cubs fan my whole life, you know, so I just,
Now, Corey, it's really interesting because, you know, again, they have a three and a half game lead in the Central. I mean, they've been the best of a bad lot all year long. You know, the Reds are a game over 500. The Cardinals are one game over 500. The Cubs find themselves at 8 games over 500. Again, they're the best of a bad lot, but as I've asked you since week one, how damn good are they? And they're the ones that set the bar where they set it. You're going to get to the postseason. I don't know, Sylvie, you're the Cub fan. If they fizzle in the postseason, like we keep saying to ourselves, well, they're going to be changed. And they did get rid of Joe. They moved on from Joe Madden.
Well, they've moved on from everybody except the players. They've found all the scapegoats to blame every year. Chili Davis, Joe Madden, you know, come on now. And it's now time. I don't know if it's a rebuild, but it's certainly a retool.
And it's
certainly, you know, trying to maybe. But then again, you have the Theo equation. If Theo's gone in 2021, and this is his next year will be his last year, are you going to start a whole retooling with him and not see it through?
I think you've got too much invested in this team to completely rebuild. I think you, like you said, I think you retool it. Like we talked with Jesse before, you're going to give John Lester a 1-year, $15 million contract? Like, if you're retooling, that's something you're definitely going to consider. If you're rebuilding, you're not.
Yeah, and then, like, his thing is go sign Trevor Bauer and build around pitching. And then go with Darvish, Hendricks, Bauer.
And then,
you know, whatever your bats are, you know, flip some bats and you look for more contact and you kind of do a different approach.
I could buy into that if I was a Cub fan.
Theo's never built a team that way, though.
Right.
Even in
right.
Boston, it was his young athletes, prospects young on the field, and then he found arms.
Yeah. Chris and Wicker, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Chris.
What's up, boys? How are we doing?
Good.
We're good.
Good. It's the same story every September for these Cubs, man. They can't hit. It's year after year. I mean, last night they made Trevor Williams look like Nolan Ryan. Today they're making Chad Kuhl look like Cy Young. I just love to get your opinion on this. You know, we're obviously looking at this team under a microscope because we're in Chicago. We live in Chicago. But outside of the Chicago landscape, they're going to be the 2 or the 3 seed, hopefully, in the National League. What's the perception of this team outside of Chicago, other than us taking a look at them? Would just love to get your thoughts on what the national landscape is of the Cubs and if what we can do to hopefully turn this thing around.
Bradford Doolittle did an analytical piece on ESPN where they ran simulations and they ranked the top lineups in the postseason.
I was just trying to dig that up.
And I think the Cubs were second or third.
Second behind the Dodgers in the National League.
And that shocks me. You cannot watch this team with your eyes right now and think that. You know, like you can run it through the computers and you have these players with back of the baseball card numbers, but you just, and I know baseball's weird, but can you do that, Waddle, above the Padres, above, you know, some of the other teams right now? Maybe there are not a lot of great teams, but I would not put the Cubs as the best next to the Dodgers.
They may surprise us. They might. There's really no dominant teams outside. The Dodgers, the Padres are 34-22, and they're in. But, like, don't you have some doubts about them because they have no postseason experience?
Sure, sure. They're like the White Sox of the National League.
The Atlanta Braves are 34-22. They're in. Do they scare the hell out of you? I mean,
no, but they're good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's different than if you were in the American League. So maybe the Cubs find a way to regroup it. But, boy, I would think it's a long shot that this team makes noise in the postseason, don't you? Don't you think it's a long shot?
Every time you turn on the game, they've either got 0-1 or 2. And they're lucky if they have 2. You're lucky if you're tuning in and they got a 2 spot on the board like they did 2 days ago when Rizzo tied the game. Like, again, yesterday, stinkies. What does Carmen call it? Big stinkies.
Big stinkies.
Big stinkies for the Cubs. It's unbelievable. 332-3776.
These are the Pirates.
The Pirates. And Sox fans, we continue to take your calls on, are you still feeling good about your team, even though they had this recent stretch? I still owe you some stories from the Bulls press conference, but we have full phone lines regarding baseball as well. But it's good to have a recruiter in the Bulls front office. And then we'll talk some football with one of our favorite guys, Robert Mays. He's a Chicago guy, writes and does a podcast for The Athletic. He's coming up in 15 minutes.
This hour brought to you by your Chicagoland Acura dealers. Visit any of the 11 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers today or learn more about the Acura MDX at ChicagoAcuraDealers.com.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Talking about Chicago baseball and taking calls from frustrated fans.
Cricket number in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, I just tweeted out just a gif of Boswell kicking an extra point. That's all I did. I didn't even say anything. I'm like not even, again, it's like I'm past the anger stage.
I don't think you are. I know.
It's just disappointment. It's just the disappointment.
Mm.
It really
That's
is.
That's good. That's good. You're not even showing him kicking it. You're just headbutting his punter, his holder. Yeah.
And for those who get it, you know, there was 6-0, and then they just added one to make it 7-0 Pirates.
That's so quality Twitter stuff.
You think so? Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Mike
it's better
and
than the swearing you do on Twitter occasionally.
a little bit. But that's how we talk off the air.
Yeah, but okay.
You know, no more.
What does Barb think about that?
She's a swearer.
Oh, really? She admires it.
The older she's gotten, the more she curses.
Okay. Is she dropping F-bomb every now and again?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Can you have your mom leave a voicemail on my phone swearing at me and using the F-word?
You got to pay. It's called Cameo, Otto.
Okay.
Get her on Cameo.
Yeah. Okay.
Put my mom on Cameo?
Definitely.
What's the fee for her?
Whatever she wants.
For my mom to swear at somebody. All right. Mike in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call, as always. You know, I just want to kind of say that, you know, I think this season in particular, I think we kind of just have to just let the season kind of play out. I think, you know, we've gone so back and forth. The beginning of the year, I would have bet $1,000 Cubs are making it to the World Series, and then 2 weeks ago, I would have said the same thing about the Sox. Well, maybe not the Sox because of their lack of experience, but what I'm saying is, these highs and lows are just coming, and with the 16-team playoff, I really think that I don't necessarily think it's going to be like a 1 or 2 seed. You know, this isn't like the NBA where, you know, the strongest 1 and 2 seeds have the highest probability. I think it's going to be the team that gets hot at the right time, and maybe that team's not hot till game 1 of the playoffs, but, you know, last year in particular, you saw the Nationals do it, so now with even more playoff teams, you know, I really think, you know, we're just overanalyzing a situation. Don't get me wrong, I don't feel comfortable in the Sox
or the Cubs really making a run. But at the same time, if either one of them really did, I wouldn't be surprised either. You know, the whole year's been up in the air for sports, and I think it's going to be even bigger with baseball. And, you know, I hate to say it, but even yesterday, I never done this. I'm a Cubs fan, but I added Pirates money line to a parlay. And
so listen to really you. You're
Jeez,
violating.
So you're betting against the Cubs.
Yeah, you're violating your own call for calm.
Well,
he's made some money making venture.
Don't get me wrong, Mike. I think it's great. Anytime you can pad your bankroll, go ahead and do it. I'm just saying.
No, what my point is though is like I
listen, let me make the analogy. The analogy, Mike, have you ever, like, it's freezing cold. Your car's not in the garage. It's outside. You've left the car outside for three straight days. It's minus 25 with a wind chill, okay? You get into that car and you try to turn it on. You don't automatically, you're not hot. I mean, so, like, the Cubs getting hot would be almost like a car sitting outside in freezing temperature for 3 days and all of a sudden, miraculously, that thing's humming, purring like a kitten. I don't know that that happens. I don't know that you can do that.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Either.
I mean, like, when was it? Have you
Mike,
felt
thanks.
Great? You haven't. Like, I could buy that for the Sox because those bats were on
yes.
fire for a stretch.
I don't believe there's any way this Cubs team now can go four rounds of the playoffs.
Well,
that's what it would take to win the World Series.
Sylvie, how are those bats going to all of a sudden, after 60 games, I got Baez hitting 198. I got Rizzo hitting 221. Haps dropped to 257.
Yes.
Willie Contreras is at 239. Schwarber's batting 191. Jay Hay has had a really good year. He's batting 287 with an OBP of over 400. Chris Bryant's batting 195. David Bodie's 207. Woo! I mean, like, how do you expect? Like, this would be the biggest shock of the postseason, wouldn't it, if all of a sudden these bats collectively got on fire?
These are averages against the central teams
right.
besides Cincinnati. Like, the stud pitching, you're going to face good pitching. You're going to face good pitching in the postseason. They can't be Pittsburgh starters who have huge ERAs.
I don't think you've seen Bieber yet, have you? You've played the Indians. I don't
Twice,
know,
right.
I don't know that you've
no.
seen Bieber.
Nor have you seen Plesac.
Right.
Ben on 294, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Sylvie, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good, thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you. You get me in and out to work, or you get me out of work, so I'm happy to hear you because I'm out of work. my thing is with this, Chris Bryant, make him a bottom offer that we're not budging off of. And then if he doesn't accept it, it's time to move him. Like, let's stop falling in love with players, with Scott Boras especially, as his agent.
I think that's fair.
I mean, that's just my feeling. Like, okay, here's a bottom offer. If you don't accept it, okay, let's move.
I don't know. I would never do business like that. I always had a problem with the White Sox who tried to avoid Scott Boras clients. What does Scott Boras do? He represents the best players in baseball. Who do you want on your roster? You want the best players in baseball somehow, some way.
I don't think you're going to do it. I don't think the goal is to insult him, but I also don't think it is to go through the motions and go through a circus-like negotiation when you have no intention at all of giving him a $300-plus million contract.
All right, so a lot of good baseball talk. This surprised me. During a game, too, this has been the most chatter we've had where Cubs fans are just pissed. They're really mad, and we took a lot of Sox calls, too. We'll continue to do that at 312-332-3776. It's 7-0 Pirates in the top of the eighth inning. At one point, the Cubs were being no-hit. I think they've got a couple of hits total in
this
game.
Oh, yeah, they've got the Pittsburgh pitchers sweating right now.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to talk to Robert Mays about the Bears. Waddle watched some film, too. It's something that Mays does really well. Mays always loves his Bears, but he'll give you a very, very fair analysis of what the Bears are. And we talk to Robert Mays in 2 short minutes.